From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network. Dr. Michael West from BioTime is interviewed by Gen's editor-in-chief John Sterling about a new database designed to help create the first systemic map of all the cell types derived from human embryonic stem cells.
Dr. Michael West is the CEO of BioTime. The company is involved in the research and development of aqueous-based synthetic solutions that may be used as plasma expanders, organ preservation solutions, or solutions to replace blood volume during low-temperature surgery. Dr. West, formerly President and Chief Scientific Officer of Advanced Cell Technology, is a pioneer in the field of stem cell research. He has extensive academic and business experience in age-related degenerative diseases, telomerase molecular biology, and human embryonic stem cell research and development. Dr. West, your company just launched the International Embryome Initiative, along with a new website, embryome.com. What is the main goal of your new initiative, and what is the purpose of the website?
Well, we're of the belief that the field of regenerative medicine, which we're squarely in the middle of, is ripe for some rather impressive growth. And the reason is, well, we've all heard about embryonic stem cells. These are the cells that President Bush has talked to us about and so on. These are all powerful stem cells, cells that can make every cell type in the human body. And biotech, the biotech industry, has been struggling with the sheer opportunity, the size of the opportunity. There's so many different kinds of cells that you can make here, and there's so many clinical uses. Well, let's just talk briefly about this. So, you know, heart disease, the number one killer, is a result of the injury to the heart muscle and the inability of the heart muscle to regenerate itself. Well, from these all-powerful stem cells, we know we can make beating heart muscle that can be engrafted in the future into patients, into the heart, to regenerate and restore the strength of the heart, the number one cause of death in the United States. But the list goes on and on. So, you know, cells of the inner ear for hearing loss and so on, thousands of different potential clinical applications. So the challenge, really, for the field is twofold, and we're trying to address that with this new initiative. How do you make purified cells where you don't have to worry about putting heart muscle into the spinal cord and so on? And how do you tell one type of cell from another? If you have thousands of different kinds of cells, scientists need to be able to identify and, as I said earlier, purify each of these cells. Well, to do this really requires all the world's best scientists in stem cell biology to collaborate, to map out, to make a roadmap of how these cells turn into everything in the body and the markers that allow us to distinguish them one from another. And so we've launched embryome.com, like genome, you know, mapping the genome. This is mapping early development, and it's a collaborative database, not unlike Wikipedia, to allow scientists to do this.
Why is there a need for such a website and a database right now?
Well, the field is a bit of ahead of itself. So companies have already knocked on the door of the FDA saying, we want to begin human clinical trials. And what we've realized is, you know, the cart is a little bit before the horse in some respects. At least that's what the FDA is telling us. We need to have a far more sophisticated understanding of the map, the roadmap that gets us from here to there, that gets us from these stem cells to, you know, the cells for Parkinson's disease or the cells for arthritis or whatever the particular clinical application is. And in part because of the pressure the FDA's put on the industry, our collaborators have put together this initiative to provide that roadmap and to help take regenerative medicine to a new level we call Regenerative Medicine 2.0, the new regenerative medicine.
I understand that embryome.com launched with a murine database. What are the plans for having a human database online?
Our goal is to have human online this year. and simply mapping this roadmap, all these cell lineages in the mouse, of course, is not great interest to the human condition and to human beings, but there's so much more known about the development of the mouse, and mouse embryonic stem cells predate the human by at least 2 decades. So that will allow us to get this roadmap up for the mouse, and the whole purpose, of course, is that will then help us develop this embryo map of human stem cell development much more quickly, and we hope to have that up and online in 2008, this year.
Earlier, you compared the effort to map the human embryome to the work on the human genome in the 1990s. Can you talk about some of the similarities?
Well, the similarities are both the opportunity and the complexity. So let's talk about genomics before we talk about embryomics. Genomics was the recognition that the blueprint of life is DNA. In every cell in our body, there's a blueprint that makes us who we are. And the importance of having the ability to read that blueprint of life, the DNA sequence, which we, the scientific community, deciphered for the first time here, just in recent memory. The import of that in medical research and practice of medicine really cannot be calculated. It's really stirs the imagination of what science will be able to do now that we can read off the human DNA sequence and the sequence of other animals now as well. But dealing with that opportunity required that we had to struggle with the sheer complexity. And so there was scientists around the world who built databases to help us understand what we had been given and to deal with the sheer complexity of the DNA sequence and that whole field of organizing and collating and interpreting the human DNA sequence is called genomics. In the same way, these all-powerful stem cells have enormous opportunity in medicine, and many of us believe will have maybe even greater impact ultimately on medicine than genomics. And, of course, there's crosstalk between the two, molecular biology and cell biology. So a very important opportunity. But again, the sheer complexity is daunting for scientists to try to understand all the lineages that come out of these cells and to sort them out and turn them into actual therapies in a bottle. It's a daunting task. We call it embryomics and mapping the embryome, but using modern database technology like we've begun to implement on embryome.com, our belief is that this is the human mind can comprehend the complexities of this, and with the help of databases and computers can simplify the task to accelerate the translation of this basic research into actual products delivered into patients.
How will scientists, both in academia and industry, benefit from interacting with the database?
Well, as I alluded to, I mean, we have many stellar and brilliant developmental biologists who study how one cell, the fertilized egg, becomes a complete organism, spend their whole career on this. And we have stem cell biologists who study how these all-powerful stem cells in a dish can turn into beating heart muscle or whatever. But the interface between the two disciplines is the Grand Canyon. You know, one group stands on one rim of the canyon and the other group sits on the other rim, and they try to yell across the canyon to each other and communicate. The thought is that by bringing these disparate disciplines together on the Internet, we'll be able to connect these two fields together, which is absolutely critical to the field advancing. And, you know, it's really not a difficult task today. And, indeed, the effort's already begun.
And finally, what steps have been taken to ensure that the site's content is valid and accurate?
Well, like all areas of medicine, we all think we know the answer until someone looks over our shoulder who's an expert in the developing brain and says, oops, you got this wrong. And so the way science generally proceeds in the publication of scientific results in scientific journals is we have peer review. So the results are sent off to experts to critically review the paper for accuracy. And in the same way that has benefited science and improved the quality of science, we've set up an editorial board on embryome.com, scientists around the world, that's why we call it an international embryo initiative, so that scientists can openly critique what's on this developing human and mouse developmental tree and the molecular markers so that we can have an international consensus. It's only as good as the world scientific community, but that's all we have. And so the concept is, like Wikipedia, you know, if there's something inaccurate in this database, this standard for regenerative medicine, hopefully someone in the scientific community will pick it up. But having an open source database is the only way anyone can think to do this.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com and give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghouse saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.